You're listening to SB Nation Radio. This is the Tony D Show.
All right, so the Rockets are up 2-0 over the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Astros get another good performance from Dallas Keuchel. The Texans are still looking for a quarterback. Oh, there's a lot going on in Houston. Ryan Tunsberg covers it all for SB Nation. He joins us now on SB Nation Radio. How are you, Ryan?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Good. Let's get to the Rockets. Okay, so Russell Westbrook scores 51. He kind of bogs down in the fourth quarter. He's going to get his points, but who's the best defender on the Rockets against him? Who's had the most success?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think it's Patrick Beverley. I mean, he does everything he can to get under Russell Westbrook's skin. I think it's been successful at times during the series, and it's really been the key to why you want to have a healthy Patrick Beverley during the playoffs.
All right, in terms of what is working for the Rockets right now, in terms of these playoffs, are you seeing the exact Rockets team that you saw at their best during the season in the first two games?
No, I think you're seeing a very effective team that kind of is not getting ahead of themselves, but they're not really shooting it from the three like you would want at peak Rockets. But I think more to speak, this series speak to the Thunder are who we thought they were. They are Russell Westbrook and a bunch of guys that are not going to get you over the top and definitely is not going to get the job done, and the Rockets are going to be done in 4 or 5 games here.
All right, are the Oklahoma City Thunder, and this is kind of what I was thinking about last night when I was watching this game, let's say the Thunder find something that's working and they get a couple of wins and they extend this series. Is this this can really tire you out type of basketball team the Rockets are playing against that could affect them even if they win in 6 or 7?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think if Russell Westbrook commits to, hey, I'm going to make sure I get good clean shots for my teammates and doesn't outshoot his own team like he did in the second half of last night's game, they're going to be really tough to beat because you do have to commit so much to trying to stop Russell Westbrook. You are getting good looks, and you were seeing that in that first early run in that first quarter against the Rockets. They were up, the Thunder were up by more than 10 there because he was setting up shots for his teammates because you do have to commit so much to him.
Is that what you're getting at when you're watching this series, or at least watching last night, saying if the Oklahoma City Thunder just did X, they'd win this game?
Yeah, no, I mean, if Russ didn't continue to lean on his shot and be the number one answer, then I think, yeah, that would absolutely be the case. They would be a team that would be in these series and maybe really tight compared to, well, at some point the Rockets are going to make a run and take over here. And we saw last night, Russ doing it all by himself, he gets tired out. It's the first time all year we've really seen him tired at the end of a game.
Ryan Anderson is struggling in this series, but nevertheless, the Rockets are up 2-0. But is there a concern there that Ryan Anderson has to be contributing in some way, shape, or form?
I think for this series, no. I think if it's the same, if we're asking the same question down the road here when they're facing the Spurs, Warriors, et cetera, any of those teams right above them, that's definitely, yeah, you're going to need to be clicking on all cylinders. You need to be out. That Morey ball is going to require you to outshoot any better opponent and knock down as many threes as possible. Right now, it's not going to be an issue because you've got so many guys that the bench is so much better for the Rockets compared to the Thunder that you can simply outwill them.
Lou Williams had a good game last night, but he's been hit or miss. But in terms of his value to this team, what is it?
It's being the number one really kind of balances out Eric Gordon and Lou Williams are two very, very good options off the bench that not many teams can even have anything close to that, let alone have just one of those guys. But you just have a bench that had, I mean, last night the Rockets bench was plus 41 compared to negative 64 for the Thunder. It's mind-boggling how good that bench can be when you have two kind of weapons like Williams and Gordon coming off.
All right, I told you I would bounce around the city because there's a lot going on in Houston. Let's go to the Texans. Where are they with the quarterback situation? What are they looking at? Are they going to draft a guy?
I think so. I think you have to. I think the question is there's some few questions on who is their guy and do you feel like that's the number one need right now? Could they go someone? Could they go someone as early as first round, second round, third round? Where do they fit into all that value? I think if we're following the generic Texan storyline over the past few years, that there's not going to be a first round quarterback. But it seems like there's so much smoke coming out of Texans camp that there may be someone that they take in the first round, which would be a very pleasant surprise. I think there's some other needs at offensive line, linebacker they may need to fill in, but that quarterback does definitely seem like the most pressing need, definitely something you'd want to look at in the first round.
All right, is this team too talented, though, to go down the let's draft the future? Or is Tom Savage the guy, or is Jimmy Garoppolo a possible trade? Is that still in play, or is that a dead issue?
I, you know, I, I think the Jimmy Garoppolo thing is an interesting thought. But if you're really going to go that route, how much do you really want to give up for a guy that again is unproven and just basically going off of, oh, he has less tape than Brock Osweiler, but he has all the potential in the world as the main source of that is from a team that not necessarily has been too kind on backup quarterbacks around the NFL in the Patriots. But I don't think that's going to be the thing they go about. They've gone down that road already. I think they go in the draft and draft somebody high, first or second round to kind of be an option down the future. It's not the Texans way, but they've tried everything else. Time to go with the draft.
Ryan Dunsmore, again, SB Nation on Houston, the Astros, the Rockets, and the Texans. From a standpoint of Osweiler, I want to revisit that for a second. Is there more to that, Ryan, than just Osweiler being just talent? Was there a culture clash or a personality clash that went on between those two camps?
I mean, I think Tom Savage kind of hinted at that in the off-season press conference that recently had, saying that he's looking forward to a quiet quarterback room. So, I mean, I have to imagine there must have been some kind of tension that was going on. I mean, really, that's kind of the golden question of who was the one that was pushing to bring in Osweiler. If that was the GM, then maybe that's what the issue here. He's never kind of fit with the Bill O'Brien system, or if that's Bill O'Brien's guy, then and he's not working out and he's not fitting in the system. I imagine there's a ton of tension that was going on. So it definitely seems like there's addition by subtraction at every turn here with Brock Osweiler not being on the Texans roster now.
All right, let's touch on the Astros. They win last night 5-1. Another great outing from Dallas Keuchel. It's early, so small sample size, but is he looking like a Cy Young form that he had before?
Absolutely. He's doing the thing he does best. He gets ground balls, and that's really been the thing he was struggling with last year. Gave up a few too many home runs, not being able to keep the ball down in the zone and getting it hit hard. It really has been a change for him, just seeing how effective he is in that bottom third of the zone and really getting back to those MVP, or I should say Cy Young levels of play there that he had 2 years ago.
All right, George Springer, 7 home runs. What? Give me something here with George Springer that I can use. I already like this guy. Make me like him more.
Well, George Springer, I mean, how often can you get a guy that has 7 home runs off your in leadoff hole there?
Yes.
He's really kind of he has every single tool. It's really the question I start asking is, okay, if he's hitting this much power, do you need to be putting him somewhere else in the lineup? You've already slid around Josh Reddick and moved him up to the number 2 hole, and he's had a ton of success. Maybe it's time to start thinking about moving Springer up or Springer down so you can have some guys on base when he hits these home runs.
I know it's early. I this is one of the reasons I don't enjoy doing baseball, because we have such a long season. But is this team, when you look at this team, what is missing? What do you say, boy, in July, this is going to be a problem?
Oh, I would hate to say it. It seems like the running narrative that's always been the case here, it's starting pitching. Do they have enough? It seems like they have a lot of high floor guys, but do you want to lean on Mike Fiers as your number 5 guy going down the stretch of the season? Or is that going to be Colin McHugh coming back? Is that going to be the answer? Is that Francis Martez down in Triple A? It's really kind of, is there an outside option? Jose Quintana still floating around? Can the Astros do enough with this starting pitching? Their offense has clearly shown, even if they struggle for 5 or 6 innings, they still have enough firepower to come back and win games. I don't think there's any questions in the bullpen, and I don't think there's any questions at the top of that starting rotation. It's more, can the 4 or 5 guys who run out there win a playoff series?
3 teams, 1 city, 1 guest, Ryan Dunsmore, SB Nation, and we're just going to call it Houston. Well done, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on.
You got it.